Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the weekly radio broadcast of Independence Baptist Church. Now, each week, our pastor, Wayne Reynolds, brings a short but very important message from the Word of God. And so far this month, we've talked about how we can't save ourselves. It's Jesus alone that saves. We talked about how that Jesus has promised to save those that come to Him. And we talked about scriptural baptism and joining the Lord's Church. But this week, we'll be starting in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 18, and we'll be talking about how Satan can hinder or get in your way. So please listen in as Pastor Reynolds starts off with a real-life example of how Satan hindered the Apostle Paul.
This morning, I'd like to read in the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse number 18, where the Bible says, "Wherefore we would have come unto you, even I, Paul, once and again, but Satan hindered us." This morning, we want to think about satanic hindrances. We've just read 1 Thessalonians 2, verse number 18, which is an actual case of Satan hindering the Apostle Paul. It is not from want of will. Paul desired to go to Thessalonia, but he could not go because Satan stood in his way. In the book of Acts 16 and verse number 6, Paul was forbidden of the Holy Spirit to preach the gospel in Asia. In Acts 16 verse 17, Paul desired to go to Bithynia, but the Spirit of God did not allow him to go. And so it's one thing for God not to allow, but it is a different thing altogether for Satan to hinder. But how is it that Satan hinders anybody? Well, there's really no Bible record, but it might have been that there was such a storm raised against the preaching of the gospel at Berea and other places that it was prudent to put off the trip to Thessalonica until a more appropriate time. I don't really know what happened. All I do know is that Satan was more concerned with Paul than he was with a leader of the Roman Empire. You think about that. Paul said that Satan hindered him from going, but the leader of the Roman government was already following Satan. Paul was following Christ. Satan was more interested in stopping the Apostle Paul than he was in stopping the leader, because the leader of the country was already following Satan. You know, Satan desires constantly to halt the work of Christ. Satan desires to hinder Job. You think about Job was a man of God, and yet Satan hindered Job by killing his children and by destroying everything that Job had, leaving him helpless, leaving him sick, leaving him on an ash heap, scraping his wounds with a piece of clay pot. You think about how Satan hindered Moses when God wanted him to lead the Israelites from the land of Egypt, but Satan hindered Moses. You think about the time when Moses went before Pharaoh and he cast down his rod, which became a serpent. Satan hindered by causing the magicians of Egypt to also cast down their rods, which also became serpents. The story doesn't end until the servants of God ate up all the servants of the magicians. You know, Satan also hinders the true gospel by sending imitators to preach another gospel. You think about all this. How Satan hinders, and how Satan wants his desire to be known in this world because he has a kingdom and he wants to stop all that would serve him right. Notice also that Satan interfered by using Korah, by using Dathan, by using Abinadab, who also laid claim to the priesthood. You see, Christ is the only real way. But Satan has established many churches who claim another way. They are the way, they say. You think about Joshua, who led the Israelites to capture the cities of Canaan. But Satan, hindered by coaxing Achan to disobey the clear commands of God, and caused Israel to be defeated at Aia. Notice that churches can be very victorious if there were no compromising sinners in their midst. You think about all that. We can be very victorious for the cause of Christ if there is no hindering causes whatsoever, or if there's no compromising whatsoever that is going on. You think about when Ezra and Nehemiah restored the wall and the temple of Jerusalem. There were always people that mocked them, who did everything they could possibly do to hinder the work. You think about it. Whenever there's a revival of God's people, there is always the work of Satan to hinder that revival. Anytime any person wants to step out and do what God wants them to do, there is always something in their way. Always. Today, there are many ways in which Satan has hindered us. I know that we read in the Bible about how Satan hindered people in the past. But remember that we're living in today's world. But there is many ways that Satan hinders people. And right now, I'm thinking of an example. Because we believe that in the doctrine of election, we believe in predestination. And you would think, nobody could ever be saved if that's what you believe. But there was a young man that said and heard the gospel. He heard about election. He heard about predestination. And he said that election or predestination was not of his concern now. This young man said this, I need to come to Christ. And that's the truth. Every person that is lost needs to come to Christ. Listen, if you do not come to Christ, then you have judged yourself unworthy of everlasting life. You see, the business of the lost is not to wonder about whether they're one of the elect or not. The business of the lost is simply to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. I mean, that is the way it is. Notice that Satan hinders Christians when they are earnest in prayer. When you are praying in earnest, Satan often puts into your mind to stop. Satan puts something else there that you are more interested in doing. Satan desires us to stop praying when prayer is actually what God calls for. Satan hinders Christians when under the promptings of the Spirit of God or when planning any good work. Satan tells us not to witness to somebody when God tells you to witness to them. Satan tells you not to help missionaries when God lays it upon your heart. Satan tells us not to help those that are unfortunate when God directly moves us in that direction. Satan hinders us when we have just started the work of God. Satan always causes a ruckus when God's work is going on. We should expect Satan to start a fight when we start serving and trusting God Almighty. Satan will hinder us when we seek to unite with one another. Satan does not want believers together. Satan wants a division there, you see. When a church begins to get close together, Satan will always be there to try to stop it. When Christians begin to get close to God, Satan is always there to stop it. Listen, Satan will hinder our communication with Christ. At the time of prayer, Satan is always there. You remember that Abraham had to chase the fowls away when God promised his blessings? That's just the way it is. But there are two or three rules by which these hindrances may be detected as being satanic. You know, Satan will never hinder a person from getting rich or that same person from getting famous in the world. But Satan will always hinder a person that wants to do exactly and only what God tells them to do. Satan does not want you to glorify God. So anytime you act toward glorifying God, Satan is always there to stop it. Satan always wants you to turn to sin. Never does Satan desire that you turn to righteousness. God always employs good methods. Satan always employs bad methods. If you want to do what is pleasing to you, you consider that it has come from Satan. Just think about that. If you want to do always what you want to do, just consider that that is what Satan wants for you. If the difficulty in your way is rather contrary to yourself, then that's from God. And that's where it is. If you are praying, that's when evil thoughts come. If you are worshiping, that is when evil thoughts come. You see, satanic thoughts are those evil thoughts that come in the very midst of godly thoughts. If you ever have a difficulty in discovering whether the thing is from God or whether it's from Satan, then why don't you just ask God? God can clarify it for you, don't you think? God is very good at that, and I don't think that God even minds. I'm thinking of the man Gideon, who he wanted to make sure that what he was doing was what God wanted him to do. And he just simply asked God, and God showed him exactly what his plan was. That's a very important point. Well, I know today that Satan is alive and well. He is doing much to cause much confusion in this world. But remember that God is more powerful than Satan. God can always bless. If you just want God to bless you, God will always do that. Just remember this, that we have a promise from God that we can overcome if we trust Him and if we always are obedient unto Him. When it looks like that Satan is winning, you continue to fight the good fight of faith. Listen, if you are a believer in Christ, notice that Satan always hinders when you are praying. But the Bible says that you ought to continue praying, never to stop. If you're lost today, Satan can make you doubt that you will ever be saved. That's what his job is. But you continue to seek the Lord, and I give you promise, He will be found of you.
You know, if you want to hear more about this thought of Satan hindering or blinding the eyes of the lost sinner, then you can log on to www.sermonaudio.com/IBC and look for the sermon called Blinded by Satan. Now, on this site, this is where we post all of our full-length sermons that have been preached at Independence Baptist Church. So if you log in there and you check out that sermon about blinded by Satan, be sure and check out all of the other audio messages that we have out there for you as well. Now, before our time is up this morning, let me take just a minute to invite you to join us for services this morning. We're located at 124 South Main Street in Forestdale, Missouri. Our services will open this morning at 10 a.m. with Sunday school, followed by worship services at 11 a.m. Then we'll have a prayer meeting at 3:45 and another worship service that starts at 4:30. Now, if you're unable to come by this weekend, don't forget that we also meet every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. That's for our weekly Bible study. Now, for the address or contact information or any additional information about Independence Baptist Church, you can log on to our website, which is www.independencebaptist.org. Again, that's www.independencebaptist.org. Well, I can see from the clock that our time today has once again run out, but we are thankful you're able to listen this morning, and we pray that you'll be able to join us again next Sunday at 8 a.m. for another message from God's Holy Word.